Buckle up, Buttercup, because it's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip. Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
I think it's the time. At the Palm Springs International Film Festival on Saturday, Miley Cyrus responded to a photographer's request on the red carpet in typical Miley Cyrus fashion.
No glasses. No.
If you yell at me, I do the opposite.
I won't yell. I'm not yelling. I know.
If you tell me
what's
not
happening?
To put the glasses on, I put them on.
That's so Miley. Travis Kelce stopped short of announcing his future after Kansas City season concluded with that loss to Vegas on Sunday. He plans to reflect, attend exit meetings, and consult family before deciding on whether to continue his career.
I think that Andy told you last year he wanted you to take some time away from the season before you came to a decision. Do you feel like you'll probably do that again, where you want to get away from the emotions of this particular season before you come to a final decision on next year?
Who knows? Either it hits me quick or I got to take some time. I think last year it was a little bit easier. I think I knew right away I wanted to kind of give this one a shot. So I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, you caught him at a sad moment right there. Speaking of sad moments, Sean Astin was seen sitting on the sidewalk talking to a homeless man. Turns out he's that former child actor I was telling you about, Tyler Chase from Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide. Sean heard about it, reached out to the friends of Tyler and then, you know, had a chat with him, trying to get some help for him. Sean Astin proving he was actually the Lord of the Ring. Megan Thee Stallion celebrated opening her first Popeyes franchise in Miami on New Year's Eve. She greeted staff and fans while serving chicken herself.
This is going to be the best experience for me. I hope it's going to be a great experience for y'all, because I'm going to be coming up in here and I'm going to be acting a fool and I'm going to be trying to see what y'all got going on in here. I hope this is a fun job. I hope everybody's having a blast. I just want to lead with love. I want everybody to lead with kindness.
Yeah, that's a good mantra to have. David Lee Roth, who should not be singing in public anymore, has announced a 30-date North American spring tour. We'll see how that goes. And Saturday Night Live comedian Chloe Fineman offered a candid look at the aftermath of her cosmetic treatments by sharing recovery photos on Instagram, and it sounded really familiar.
Every year, hundreds of women will say they're going on a trip or visiting family in Connecticut. But really, they'll be going ham at a med spa. These women will hide themselves away in caves like bears, while taking hundreds of selfies like this they'll send to friends and family, who will lie and say, "It's not that bad. This year, I pledge to stop the cycle." Just kidding. I'm going Friday.
Ashley Tisdale is still sour about the women in her mom group excluding her from events and making her feel unwelcome. Some of the moms included Hillary Duff, Megan Trainor, and Mandy Moore. Ouch. And I got a dirt alert. So Dax Shepard is always a glutton for punishment. Had Cher on his podcast and asked her who she would select as the dream partner for his wife, Kristen Bell.
There's some people I have that I think are good.
You've never thought about that.
No.
She's just not sold
yet on me.
She's not sold yet. Well, you don't have the relationship.
I don't
that
have the talent
have.
Of either of you guys. So, I mean, that part.
No,
is,
but the truth is, I trust her, so you must have something that I don't see.
Yeah, there you go.
We're pulling that clip, by the way. That's incredible.
Yeah, that's incredible.
I love how she insults him and he thinks it's awesome. All right, I have a little bit of a follow-up Kardashian alert. Because yesterday, I told you about how on Sunday, Timothée Chalamet won Best Actor for the film Marty Supreme. And he used his acceptance speech to thank his girlfriend Kylie Jenner. But he confused some other actors. Here's the longer clip for you.
Thank you to my partner of 3 years. Thank you for our foundation. I love you. I couldn't do this without you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Okay, so actress Amanda Seyfried actually went on and commented something about not understanding what a foundation meant because she was thinking, is he talking about a charity? Honey, do you not understand that your relationship is based on a foundation of whatever? Is she married? All right, that's it. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. And I'm sorry, what can I say?
What can I say except you're welcome?